KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And taking a look at sports in the NFL on Sunday, it was Baltimore over Oakland by a score of 34-17. New England beat the New York Jets 27-13. Philadelphia down the New York Giants 25-22. Tampa Bay a 27-9 winner over San Francisco. Cleveland beating Cincinnati 35-20. Seattle down Carolina 30-27. Buffalo over Jacksonville 24-21. The L.A. Chargers defeating Arizona 45-10. Indianapolis edging Miami 27-24. Denver over Pittsburgh 24-17. Minnesota beat Green Bay 24-17. Tonight, it'll be Tennessee at Houston in the Monday night contest. In other NFL news, the Jets' Jason Myers has become the first kicker in NFL history to hit five field goals from 55-plus yards in one season. He made his fifth when he hit a 55-yard field goal with 3 seconds remaining in the opening half against New England. Myers also had 55-yarders against Miami, Minnesota, and Buffalo, along with a 56-yard field goal against the Dolphins. The 49ers released linebacker Reuben Foster hours after he was arrested at the team hotel in Tampa on charges of domestic violence. Tampa police say a woman told them Foster slapped her phone out of her hand, pushed her in the chest area, and slapped her on the face with an open hand. Police didn't say whether it was the same woman who accused Foster of hitting her in February, but later recanted those allegations. Ohio State's 62-39 rout of Michigan pushed the Buckeyes up 4 spots and dropped the Wolverines 4 places in the newest Associated Press college football poll. The Buckeyes climbed to 6th behind Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Georgia, and Oklahoma. The Wolverines slipped to 8th, 1 spot behind unbeaten Central Florida. Number 9, Texas and Washington round out the top 10. Washington State and LSU both dropped out of the top 10. They're tied for number 12 in this week's poll. Iowa State is up a spot to 24th in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll. The Cyclones improved to 7-4 overall and set a record for conference wins in a season by rallying for 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns and a 42-38 victory over Kansas State.
And I said this from the time we started spring practice till this time we started fall camp, till everybody asked what was wrong at 1-3, is I really love coaching this team. This team's never disappointed me. This team has continued to strain to stay the course, and no, it's never been perfect, but these kids have continued to believe in each other.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says he was pleased to get a win for his 19 seniors.
There's not a lot of superstars in that group, but there's a lot of character. There's a lot of superstar character in that senior class, and so I couldn't think of a more fitting way to come from whatever down and have the ability to pull out a great win for this football program and continue our journey together, as obviously there's still a lot of football left to be played for our Cyclones.
Iowa State will get one more time on the field as they'll host Drake on Saturday. An official scoring change in Ohio State's 62-39 victory over Michigan has credited Buckeyes quarterback Dwayne Haskins with a 6th touchdown pass in the game. Paris Campbell was originally credited with a 78-yard rushing touchdown on a play in which he crossed in front of Haskins, took the ball, and raced for a score. After the game, coaches and players said the ball was flipped from Haskins to Campbell, which makes it a forward pass. Also in college football news, Cliff Kingsbury has been fired at Texas Tech after the former record-setting Red Raiders quarterback had a losing overall record in his 6 seasons as their head coach. Tech finished on a 5-game losing streak after a 5-2 start this season. Clay Helton will remain Southern California's head coach despite the Trojans' first losing season since 2000. USC athletic director Lynn Swan made the announcement Sunday, one day after the Trojans finished 5-7 with a loss to Notre Dame. Helton is 32-17 in his first head coaching job. North Carolina says football coach Larry Fedora is out after 7 seasons. UNC won 11 games in an Atlantic Coast Conference Division Championship in 2015, but they went 5-18 over the past 2 seasons. Illinois has extended the contract of coach Lovie Smith for 2 years through 2023 after the Illini finished his 3rd season with 4 victories. Smith is 9-27 in 3 seasons with the Illini and 4-23 in the Big Ten, but there were clear signs of progress this season for an inexperienced team. Well, Villanova's come away with the Advocare Invitational Championship just a week after the defending national champions fell out of the AP men's basketball poll. Colin Gillespie had 17 points, including a pair of late free throws with 11 seconds left to push the Wildcats past number 14 Florida State 66-60. Eric Pascal had 15 points, and Phil Booth chipped in with 12 for Villanova, who slid out of the poll with last week's home losses to Michigan and Furman. Oklahoma State won the tournament's third-place game as Cameron McGriff poured in 28 points and Lindy Waters added 16, leading the Cowboys to a 90-77 win against 19th-ranked LSU. McGriff hit a three and Waters made three free throws during a second-half opening and a 15-2 run that put Oklahoma State ahead 57-39 with 13 minutes to play, and they went on to the victory. In the NBA on Sunday, it was Orlando beating the L.A. Lakers 108-104. Detroit downing Phoenix 118-107. Toronto beat Miami 125-115. Philadelphia over Brooklyn 127-125. Atlanta outscored Charlotte 124-123. The New York Knicks beat Memphis 103-98. Utah downing Sacramento 133-112. And the L.A. Clippers a 104-100 winner over Portland in yesterday's action. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Calgary beat Arizona 6-1. It was Tampa Bay over New Jersey 5-2, Nashville 5-2 over Anaheim, and the LA Kings, a winner 5-2 over Edmonton. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.